happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel says it has struck Iran's Isfahan nuclear facility a second time and killed three Iranian commanders. Iran launched a new wave of missiles and drones at Israel. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi.
Iran is ready to consider diplomacy once again.
But he says Iran will not negotiate with the U.S. until the Israeli attacks stop. CBS's Christian Benavidez says talks in Switzerland failed to produce a breakthrough.
Diplomatic efforts are ongoing in Geneva, led by European leaders. They're trying a last shot at convincing Iran to limit its nuclear program. What's unclear is if that means embracing President Trump's offer for direct talks. Iran called those off after U.S. ally Israel started bombing. On Friday, the president expressed concerns about Iran's potential nuclear capabilities.
And I think within a matter of weeks, or certainly within a matter of months, they're going to be able to have a nuclear weapon. We can't let that happen.
Part of the proposal by European leaders includes the return of U.N. inspectors, that the U.S. have a role in overseeing Iran's ballistic missile program, and to cut funding to proxies in the region, Hezbollah and the Houthis.
CBS News national security contributor and former Homeland Security official Samantha Vinaigrette.
In the public statements coming out of negotiations on Friday, it did not look like there was a lot of progress in getting Iran to agree to give up its nuclear program and to give away any and all capability to enrich uranium, even for what Iran claims to be for civilian purposes. However, I would imagine that in addition to the more public-facing negotiations, there are also secret back channels, and we don't have insights into what's happening there, and that's where I would imagine the real meaty discussions are taking place.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Trump administration from stopping Harvard University from enrolling international students. Harvard can continue to host foreign students while its lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security plays out. A judge has freed Columbia graduate student Mahmoud Khalil from an ICE detention facility in Louisiana. The pro-Palestinian protest organizer spent more than 100 days in federal custody.
Justice prevailed, but it's long, very long overdue. This shouldn't have taken 3 months.
The Trump administration will appeal his release and still plans to deport Khalil. The man who allegedly showed up at the home of Memphis Mayor Paul Young with a taser, rope, and duct tape has been charged with attempted kidnapping and stalking. Police say Trenton Abston told them he planned to confront the mayor about crime in Memphis. Abston allegedly scaled a fence to get into the mayor's subdivision. No one was injured in the incident. The kidnapping attempt was made just a day after two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses were shot in their homes. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A heat advisory today. It'll be hot with a high near 91 and a strong south wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77 our overnight low. Sunny and warm again for Sunday, highs near 93. Add in some humidity, heat index 101.
Currently, 75 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
LGBTQ rights are under attack. At 4:30, Patrick Faribault from Our Lives Magazine joins to discuss what's at stake and how we celebrate Pride right here in Wisconsin. Don't miss the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
off of Steve Meisner's latest album, Legacy, and that's Mr. Ed's Polka, kicking things off on our Sunshine Polka Party variety show. So glad you can make it here this morning with me, and I'm Tim, the Polka Guy, of course, keeping you company here for the next 50 minutes or better. So thank you so much for tuning in. We have Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman coming up next for you. And we're going to play for us. He's going to play for us Mr. Button's Polka.
Guide her, Ma. She wants to marry me and be my honeybee. Every minute she gets bolder. Now she's leaning on my shoulder, Ma. She's kissing me. We'll be right back.
making eyes at me. Why, she's awful nice to stay. Why, she's almost breaking my heart when I'm beside her. Mercing at her kind of mind. She wants to marry me and be my honeybee. Every minute she gets bolder, now she's leaning on my shoulder. Hey, ma, she's kissing me.
Hey, that was the Steve Meisner Band, the Legacy Band, and Ma, she's making eyes at me. That's off the latest one from Steve Meisner. I got to play a couple of them. I promised I would do that for Mr. Hunjady, who actually put this all together at his studio. HG Studios. Oh, let's continue with one more tune here from Gary, since I got that one up on the CD player yet. And he's going to play for us the Wow Polka, which actually is a Polish kid tune. But let's see how Gary plays it, shall we? Thank you. Hey, the Wow Polka, and that's Gary's Ridgeland Dutchman Band. Does a nice job on that, actually. A little bit of the Oompa style, even though it's a Polish kid number. I like it. All right, let's continue. We have a new one from John Gura and Grale, and it's entitled Pangura's Box. It's the name of the album. So let's spin one here from John, shall we?
Bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with me. When you dance, you have a way with me, sway with me, sway with me. All the dancers may be on the floor, but my eyes will see no one but you. Only you have that magic technique. I can hear the sound of violins long before it begins. Sway us only, baby, you know how. Sway me close, sway me now. I can hear the sound of violins long before war it begins. Sway us only, baby, you know how. Sway me close, oh, sway me now. Sway us only, baby, you know how. Sway me close, sway me now. Sway us only, baby, you know how.
John Gura and Grale, I like that tune called Sway, and it is on the Pangura album, brand new, or fairly new, let's just put it that way. It's one of his more later releases. Anyway, with that, we're going to take a little break here at the Civic Media Network and WFHR Radio. We'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age.
he'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to our polka show. Yeah, we're going to go back in time a few years and to the celebration of life celebration at Rick's Pub in Whitewater, Wisconsin. And Steve Meisner, he is playing for Rick Hartman because Rick was his drummer for many, many, many years. They started out together and continued on, and they had a really good relationship. And Steve's going to introduce this next in a band or whatever, band, next song rather. So take it away, Steve. Yeah.
We are here today to celebrate the life of Rick Hartman, and we're glad that you are here to help us celebrate. Before we get started with the music, I want to do a special thank you to Buddy and the whole staff here at Rick's Eastside Pub and Grill, along with Allie Hartman, for allowing this to happen, okay? To do a little tune that Jeff and Laurie's dad wrote, Bill Hageman.
Yeah, Aber Gut. And that was from the recording that I had produced from the Rick's Pub there in Whitewater, Wisconsin. I got to get that right. Oh, let's see. What do we have up next here? We have Mr. Eddie Rodick and the band. And they're going to perform for us Nobody's Baby Polka.
I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why. Each night and day I pray the Lord up above. Please help me now, somebody to love. But nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Oh, won't you hear my plea and take a chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now. I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why. Each night and day I pray the Lord above. Please send me down somebody to love. But nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Oh, won't you hear my plea and take a chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As Israel and Iran trade more missiles, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi says his country is open to more talks. Yesterday, he met with his counterparts from the UK, Britain, and France in Geneva.
Iran is ready to consider diplomacy once again.
But he says Iran will not negotiate with the U.S. until Israel stops its attacks. A judge ordered the release of Columbia grad student Mahmoud Khalil from an ICE detention center in Louisiana.
Justice prevailed, but it's long, very long overdue. This shouldn't have taken 3 months.
The Trump administration will appeal his release. The man who allegedly had a taser, duct tape, and rope when he showed up at Memphis Mayor Paul Young's home has been charged with attempted kidnapping. CBS's Nicole Valdez was at Trenton Abstin's court appearance yesterday.
His family telling reporters he was remorseful and said, quote, "I wish I had done something a little different."
Police say he wanted to talk to the mayor about crime in Memphis, but he never got the chance. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
Hi, I'm Ashley, a certified radio digital executive. With decades of experience working with small businesses and owning my own, does digital marketing make you feel overwhelmed? Sometimes there are so many choices and packages to choose from. You could just sign up for everything and the kitchen sink, but there's a better way. Call me at 715-496-0710, and I can build the perfect package for your business.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A heat advisory today. It'll be hot with a high near 91 and a strong south wind. For tonight, partly cloudy, 77 our overnight low. Sunny and warm again for Sunday, highs near 93. Add in some humidity, heat index 101.
It's 76 at our studios.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age, between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kinoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the Polka Party. You betcha. And we've got the Jack Taddy Orchestra up next. And I just love this tune ever since I was a kid. I mean, I've heard this since I was like, I don't know, 12 years old or 10 years old. And it just never gets old. This is such a good tune. Anyway, we're going to play one here called Spicy.
We'll be right back.
jeszcze na chwilę, bo mu spodnie pękły gdzieś na samym tyle. I jak grabka tam nie chyci, ino lecą nici, bo się gołe świeci, ja hej, ja hej, ja hej. Maryśka moja, Maryśka, chodźże ze mną spać do łóżka. Maryśka moja, Maryśka, chodźże ze mną, chodź ja, chodź. A muzyczka ino, ino, a muzyczka rżnie, bo przy tej muzyczce goście bawią się wesoło. Czy do damsko, czy do męska, ważne jaka jest, byle tylko rżnęła. Festa, festa, fest. Maryśka moja, Maryśka, chodźże ze mną spać do łóżka. Maryśka moja, Maryśka, chodźże ze mną, chodź ja, chodź.
Hej! Come on, jak to być, ja?
Się zjawili jacyś dwaj cywile, mordy pozbijane,
włosy jak badyle.
Nic nikomu nie mówili, tylko w mordę bili, kogo zobaczyli, to w mordę leli mu. Maryśka moja, Maryśka, chodźże ze mną spać do łóżka.
Happy memories I can find, lying back with friends and family on a dance.
guys dancing as they twirl around and round. As the world can keep on spinning, I don't really give a care. There's no need to sing the blues now when there's polka in the air. I can hear it in the distance, I can hear it in my mind, and I think of all the good times, happy memories I can find. I am back with friends and family on a dance floor in a hall. If the band plays polka music, I need nothing else at all.
John Gooda and Goodale, huh? You like that? I do too. Some good tunes from their album, the Pandora's Box. All right, we have Gordy Hartman on the CD player up next, and he's going to perform for us one here called Let's Waltz Together.
Let's waltz together to our favorite song, the one we remember for oh so long. It tells us a story that happened. So let's waltz together to our favorite song. It reminds us of when, dear, our love was new. It tells us that then, dear, you loved me true. So let's waltz together and then start anew. Then maybe, darling, you'll always be true. Let's waltz together to our favorite song, the one we remember for oh so long. It tells us a story that happened to us. So let's waltz together to our favorite song. It reminds us of when, dear, our love was new. It tells us that then, dear, you loved me true. So let's waltz together and then and start anew. Then maybe, darling, you always be true.
Edgar Heathcote and his band, along with Hank Thunander, and that was Gale's Waltz. With that, we're going to take a little station break right now, and we will come back with more of the Sunshine Polka Party right here on the Civic Media Network and WFHR AM 1320 FM 97.5. Tim, the polka guy, will be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Environmental groups say the Midwest grid operator, MISO, is pushing an emergency energy plan that discriminates against wind and solar, the two cheapest ways to produce energy in our state. The plan favors fast-tracking construction of gas-burning power plants at the expense of clean energy projects. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission rejected a similar plan from MISO last month, but environmental groups say this one is even worse, with few guardrails to ensure fossil fuel projects are actually needed. Once again, Wisconsin had the biggest wild turkey season in North America. More than 50,000 wild turkeys were harvested in our state this spring. The Department of Natural Resources reintroduced the birds into our ecosystem in 1976 and has been managing the hunt ever since. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Well, that's time once again. It's gone by so quickly. You betcha. I have James Last and his band up next, and he's going to take us out of our program. Got about maybe 5 minutes left in our show, and I want to thank everybody for tuning in and making this program possible. Make sure that you check the sponsors when you see them. Tell them you heard it here on WFHR. We want to keep our sponsors going so we can keep our show going. So anyway, thank you, everybody. Have yourself a great week. We'll do this again next time. If you're out and about, please drive careful. We want you back for the next show, or forever, actually. So have yourself a safe trip wherever you're going. And we'll keep spinning these tunes for you. From all of us, have a great weekend. Bye for now.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media News Director Charlie Pittman joins us to cover all the weekend news. And then we're talking ticks in hour number two with entomologist PJ Leash, the bug guy. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. Israel has attacked Iran's Isfahan nuclear site for a second time. Israel says no radiation has leaked. President Trump still isn't saying if the U.S. will help destroy Iran's underground nuclear facilities. He says Israel doesn't have the firepower.
They can break through a little section, but they can't go down very deep. They don't have that capacity, and we'll have to see what happens. Maybe it won't be necessary.
CBS's Willie James Inman is traveling with the president in Bedminster, New Jersey.
We know, according to sources close to President Trump, that he's looking for reaction from the American public, from public polling over the next 2 weeks as he considers what to do, whether or not that will be the United States joining the fight with Israel and attacking Iran to take out that underground facility where Iran enriches uranium. We know that the president is listening to not